Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Oh, regardless of the conditions, it's always sunny in the world of Brewers.com writer Adam McKelvey. He joins us every Tuesday at this time. We talk Brewers baseball with Adam. Hey, Adam, welcome back from the West.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back. Nice and it's like, I think it's like 87 in Phoenix today. They finally broke out of 100 degrees, so maybe it's the same temperature here as there.
Except the ballpark doesn't have air conditioning like it does in Arizona, right? Is that the difference? You can air condition that place, you can't heat it. Here you can sort of heat it, but can't air condition it?
Well, I think we've talked about this. They air condition the press box, which is all that I concern myself with.
Right.
Well, everybody is out there in the sauna, miserable on hot summer days sometimes. I'm comfortable, so that's good.
That's all that matters, right? I feel like... Okay, September 17th, we're having this beautiful weather. It's warm. I know some people are going to be hot, but you know what? You can't complain. This is just fantastic weather right now as we are so close to clinching.
I was going to say it's happening with this Brewers team that I still think kind of defies explanation. Christian Yelich has a resurgent season and is lost for the entire second half. Devin Williams is lost for the first half. Brandon Woodruff is out for the whole year. Corbin Burns is traded. They are vying for one of the two best records in the NL and a bye in the first round. And they have the best run differential in baseball. It's just very surprising. And, at this point, obviously it's no fluke because we're 12 games from the end of the regular season. I do think the legitimate question is, you know, how is this team built for a playoff series? And it's to the point that, yes, they still have to clinch. The seeding is still to be determined. We don't know whether it's a best of three or a best of five to start the playoffs. There's a lot of questions still to answer in the next 12 days. And the big one is just how is this team built for October? It's a lot different than some of their other playoff teams that have maybe some veteran lineups. Last year, lots of deep starting pitching, experienced pitchers. This year's totally different. It's these young hitters. Speed all over, it's aggressiveness, it's defense, and it's this pitching staff that's kind of cobbled together and is managing to get the job done.
So I guess in some respects, Adam, these are the same questions we had going into the season. How will this young roster, it go through the rigors of a season? First time seeing some of this incredible pitching in the National League and American League, for that matter. I guess in some respects, you don't know what you don't know. You just kind of put your head down and you keep playing. But the playoffs are different. It's definitely different. So Absolutely. How does Pat Murphy manage through that? Sort of, first time here for the majority of the rosters, probably only a very small handful of players who have experienced the postseason.
Yeah, and look, you can put yourself in Pat Murphy's shoes and realize what a difficult task that is and what's the best way to do it. You cannot call a team meeting and look at Jackson Churio and these other young hitters and say, be the same. Don't do anything different. Don't think about it. That's going to make them think about it and do everything differently. Now that these games are, you get into the postseason, it's almost do or die. So it is a really difficult thing for a manager. What you, I think, want to do is set a tone and a culture that allows the players to just go out and play. I mean, we're all enjoying the Just a Bit Outside documentary. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see that about the 82 Brewers.
We talked to the producers. It sounds fantastic. We haven't seen it yet, but...
Look, I know there's been a lot of written, a lot of document. I mean, we've all seen footage of those teams. We know those teams really well. This is really well done. It's really, really fun. And the key to that team is Ted Simmons tells it, and he tells the story in the movie beautifully. The way he does it, he pounds on the table, simulating Harvey Keene on his wooden leg coming into the clubhouse. And when Harvey took over that team, he said, look, what you need to know about me is I don't like to have a lot of team meetings. And this one is over. And the message was, go play. And now that was a very veteran Brewers team when you think about it. Guys had some experience. Even Robin Yount, Paul Molitor, they had 4 years, 8 years in Robin's case in the big leagues. This is a different Brewers team. But I think the message is kind of the same from Murph. What he wants them to do is just go play because they've been at their best when they are aggressive. And look, Jackson Churio is the poster child for this. In May, when he was struggling, He was tentative in the field. He was tentative at the plate. He was not, the Jackson Turio that we've seen since then, when his teammates encouraged him to just, look, you are so talented. You got this deal, this contract, because you're insanely talented. Go play. And since he did that, he's been great. And I think that's sort of the poster child for what this team could be if they just manage not to squeeze the bats too hard once we start to get into October.
Speaking of Jackson Churio and having a young team, we're talking about, you know, clinching and popping bottles when it happens. It always you always do. You always see it. It's the best pictures out there, the best video. So I have my eye on Jackson Churio, though, when this happens. Is he going to be grabbing that bottle? Because technically, he's not 21.
Well, yeah. So, like, that is a good question. And I've been trying to rack my brain. Have the Brewers had a 20-year-old involved in any of these? You know, you're talking about September in past years. You're talking about September call-ups where, remember, they used to be able to empty the 40-man roster and bring them all into the big leagues. So you had some huge rosters in, say, 2008, 2011. I can't remember, and that's something I'm going to have to ask Tony Migliaccio about in the clubhouse today, because he would be the guy who knows all the history of how they handle these things when they have a guy who's, too young to imbibe. But someone will have to also get, you know, I don't know, maybe we'll have to get a sheriff on to ask him, can a 20-year-old, you know, spray champagne if he just promises not to drink it?
Oh, sure. What's the harm in that?
Well, then he's okay, because, look, I mean, we've talked about this, guys. There's not, I mean, these, I don't, I mean, I may be totally wrong, and one of the players or Murph can dispel me of this. I don't think they all go out on an all-night bender after these clinchers anymore. I think this is a spraying champagne kind of thing, and we've talked about how much these guys are focused on health and recovery and all that stuff. It's not like it used to be. They do not party like they used to in Major League Baseball. So maybe it's not even a problem because the guys are mostly just spraying the stuff and not necessarily drinking all of it.
Well, and you know, it's kind of like when you're at Christmas and maybe your mom doesn't let you sip the wine, but your aunt does. I mean, somebody's looking away, right?
Yeah, like a third base coach. They need a third base coach to step in.
And just keep track so nobody gets in trouble. Maybe, that's a good idea.
There's a lot of N.A. champagne out there, too, these days.
White sparkling grape juice? We do that for the kids at Thanksgiving. This is not complicated.
Oh, that's different than N.A. champagne, though. That has such a different flavor.
Of course it is.
But does that stuff spray is the question. Have you ever tried to spray? I mean, the beauty of the champagne is it really goes.
It definitely does.
I'm thinking N.A. champagne would do that, but I don't know. Maybe we'll have to do a taste test. Maybe we'll do a spray test, too. A taste test and a spray test.
Right in our studio. We'll have Adam come in.
N.A.'s becoming more popular. Yeah, we'll invite you in. That sounds like fun, doesn't
studio.
It? Your day off.
I'm sure the cleaning crew will love that later. I'll keep an eye. If they do have the celebration this week, which, you know what, look, they need two more victories or two Cubs losses or any combination of that, and they can pop champagne. I will do my best to keep an eye on how they navigate that. But look, 20 years old, this kid has played himself into the Rookie of the Year conversation. He's been a huge driver of this, you know, really kind of rejuvenated offense, I guess you call it, just a better offense than we've seen. And Jackson Churio is a big part of it, so he certainly deserves to be right in the middle of whatever celebration they have.
So you don't want to back into this, right? You want to get the win on the home field that kind of locks it up. I kind of hope the Cubs lose or Cubs win tonight, and the Brewers also win tonight, and then the Brewers win tomorrow, and then just do it. You know what I'm saying? Instead of, well, the Cubs lost twice, and even though we lost twice, we still clinched the division. How do you celebrate then? You lose like 6-1, but the Cubs lost, you get a chance to celebrate? That feels weird.
Well, we went through this kind of last year where they had that, remember that real odd, the way they clinched the playoffs in Miami, but they didn't really do much except a toast because they hadn't won the division yet. So they kind of waited, and then, you know, that went way down to the end, and it was a little bit anticlimactic. I defer to Christian Yelich on these things because he always has a really good perspective about kind of the baseball life in general. And he told this to Braylon Payne, their first-round draft pick, who was in there yesterday. It's like you have to just enjoy and celebrate every moment because they go really fast. And you never know when it's going to be the last great thing you get to experience. So I don't think they care whether they win every game the rest of the way and get it that way, or get back into the division. Whatever it is, when they win the division, I promise you they're going to have a party, because this was not – look, they can say however optimistic they were coming into the season, this was not supposed to be in the cards this year. Not, you know, maybe they could win the division, but to be the first team to clinch potentially in Major League Baseball, this Brewers team was not expected to be that team this year. So it is something that is worth celebrating, and I know they will.
Love it.
Well, if you're headed to the ballpark tonight and you're feeling a little warm, just check out Adam in the air-conditioned press box. He'll be waving to you, hopefully looking at a Brewers win. Appreciate it, Adam.
I know, I shouldn't joke about that. You know. I shouldn't joke, because I know it can be pretty uncomfortable. So sorry, everybody. You have beer out there. We don't have beer in the press box because we're working. So, look, it all evens out.
It's a trade-off. There you go. Good point.
Very good point. Appreciate it, Adam. We'll check in again next week.
All right, bye.